Whatever our views are on the various forms of social media, I don't think we can deny that they do perform a vital role in keeping people connected. But the same can be said for other forms of media, such as radio and television. Someone who's certainly been around in broadcasting for a long time is DJ David Jensen. David has recently written his autobiography called For the Record, and a share of the proceeds from every copy sold will be donated to the charity Parkinson's UK, for which he's an ambassador. David spoke to Rachel Bannon, and here's Neil with David's story.
After a week in the daylight doing the Simon Bates program, I'm back in the night from 8 till 10 o'clock. And on tonight's program, it's three of the best from John Lennon.
And a new Hi there. After more than 50 years in broadcasting, there is still no mistaking David Kid Jensen's voice. It's a voice that's familiar to many through his decades of work on the radio, and also more recently through his sharing of his experience of living with Parkinson's disease. Now, in his autobiography, For the Record, which has a foreword written by fellow DJ Paul Gambaccini, David takes the reader on a journey through his life and raises funds for a cause close to his heart at the same time. As one of Radio Luxembourg's best-known names, David broadcast to millions across Europe and showcased music at a key moment of change, before transferring to the BBC and becoming part of a golden era of Radio 1. He moved to Capital Radio in 1984 and kicked off Commercial Radio's network chart show. He has since worked on a host of stations such as Jazz, Smooth and BBC Local Radio, and most recently presented six special shows for Jazz FM. David, who worked on the book with David Lloyd, says, "One of the great keys to a DJ, I always think, is being able to broadcast with a sense of urgency and pace and fun. If you get all of those ingredients together, then you've got a winning show. And I talk about a lot of those kinds of people that I came across or knew and have watched them change and evolve over the years," in the book. Music has always been a big part of David's life. He says, "My father was an underground jazz DJ. He was in jazz and he was quite musical, which is where I get the music in me, I guess. It was a blessing to have that on my doorstep as I was growing up, listening to new sounds, particularly from the jazz idiom, because my father was jazz. And so that's what I listened to all the time without necessarily knowing who it was, but I used to enjoy that they could express themselves. Instead of just a blast of noise, it was incredibly melodic and something that was uplifting." David looks back on his Radio Luxembourg days, all exciting and all new. The pirate radio sound was quite unique, he says. His encounters with big names include Michael Jackson teaching the moonwalk on the shagpile carpet, playing football at midnight on an airport runway with the Rolling Stones, an exclusive party at the Holiday Inn with a young Freddie Mercury, and going on holiday with Paul McCartney. In his book, he writes of his impressions of the characters, who was fun and who was more difficult. David appeared in front of thousands at Radio 1 roadshows to millions on BBC TV's Top of the Pops. It was a golden era because it just so happened that Top of the Pops enjoyed massive audiences during this period because there wasn't much music on TV from any quarters, jazz or pop or country, or wherever you came from or wanted to listen to. There were not many avenues, he says. In 2018, David revealed he had been battling incurable Parkinson's disease since 2013. Saying he delayed disclosing his illness to all but family and close friends for the fear that people might think less of me. Recalling his diagnosis, he says, "I was very sad at first, selfishly so in a sense. You know, why me? It was a mixture of sadness, disappointment and anger all at once." He adds, "People often think of Parkinson's as being an old person's disease, and there's no doubt there are a lot of old people with Parkinson's, but it's also the fastest growing neurological disease in the world. I'm lucky. My wife Gudrun has been fantastic for me and she liaises with the charity a lot to make life a lot easier for me. She keeps diaries. You have to be in such and such a place at such and such a time, and that kind of thing helps me a lot." Gudrun adds, "If you can say that Parkinson's has a good side, it sort of creeps up on you. It happens gradually so you can learn to live with it as a partner as well as the person who has it." David is now known as an ambassador for the charity Parkinson's UK. "People will come up to me and talk about their disease because they recognise me or recognise the symptoms that I was having," he says. "You have good days and bad days, in the sense that your world feels like it's coming down on you because nothing is working. But there are worse things that can happen to somebody, of course. David welcomes people who talk to him about Parkinson's. Some recall how they have relatives living with the disease, and he understands their need for reassurance. He is clear in his support for the charity, in its quest to raise funds and to increase awareness of the support available. "We are there in the sense that you're never alone with Parkinson's," he says, "and that's really good." Kid Jensen, for the record, by David Jensen, is published by Little Wing Books. Web link, www.kidjensen.com.
Thank you, Neil. David seems to have picked up on our editor's optimism and positivity, doesn't he? And the charity Parkinson's UK must certainly appreciate having him as an ambassador.